To the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is the audiobook by Dr. Billy Brim, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter Shelley Brim. This classic teaching will guide you to discover the truth about the blood of Jesus and the glory of God. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
And it was so in Genesis chapter 1, verses 7, 9, 11, 15, 24, 30. In many places, the King James Version translates this word, quote, "and it came to pass," unquote. Genesis chapter 12, 14 is one of them. The first two verses of the Bible can be translated as well. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth became without form and void, tohu va bohu, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. E.W. Bullinger's comments in the Companion Bible state it like this: "Not created tohu," Isaiah 45, verse 18, "but became tohu," Genesis chapter 1, verses 2, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Something catastrophic happened between the first and second verses of Genesis. Millions, perhaps billions, of years lie between them. Someone has said, as long as true science requires. God created Adam about 6,000 years ago, but Earth is much older. Science now estimates it to be more than 4 billion years old, the day the dinosaurs died. Bullinger's note on Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "The world that then was," 2 Peter chapter 3, 5 and 6. Creation in eternity past, to which all fossils and remains belong. Earth, we are told, was habitable when God created it, Isaiah 45, verse 18. Dinosaurs may have been part of the world that then was. We know they were here long, long ago. A big question among scientists is, what happened to the dinosaurs? A wide range of theories, some of them quite funny, were put forth to answer this question. But recently, many scientists have agreed on a theory that the last of the dinosaurs died on one cataclysmic day. They believe that a widespread extinction of animal life occurred when an asteroid collided with Earth. It is possible they're coming closer to the truth in that they realize there was indeed one catastrophic day. I believe it was the day Lucifer fell. For the Word of God gives us another passage using tohu va bohu. Any good reference Bible has a mark next to, quote, "without form and void," unquote, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, which refers to Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23. "I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void," tohu va bohu, "and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord, and by his fierce anger. For thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. God caused Jeremiah to look into the past and see the day when judgment fell on the world that then was, and earth became tohu vabohu. For the prophet clearly describes a horrifying day when light was removed. God removed earth's light. Not just its natural light. God is light. 1 John 1:5. Life was nowhere to be found. Even the birds were gone. Of course, when God removed the light of life, every creature died in an instant. Mountains and hills shook. I've wondered if this could have been when fault lines first occurred. All the cities were destroyed. All, not some. Evidently, the world that then was had cities. Via God's supernatural system, which far surpasses telecommunications of today, the prophet watched a replay of their violent destruction. What caused such total devastation? The presence of the Lord by his fierce anger. Verse 26. John G. Lake said, the presence of God is as destructive of evil as it is creative of good. The fall of Lucifer. What made God so angry? A rebellion so great it split the angelic host. A revolt against God led by the most beautiful being God had created, the archangel Lucifer. The following passage describes him in the beauty of his creation. Ezekiel 28, verses 12 through 15. Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. Where did the iniquity originate? To meet the criteria for God's handiwork, perfect and glorious, the beings he designed to work with him must contain a certain thing. That thing is dangerous to the Creator. But his created beings would be nothing more than puppets without it. That thing is a free will. God is not a creator of Pinocchios, or even of marvelous-looking humanoid creatures programmed by microchips to worship and obey him without fail. Indeed, worship is only meaningful when the worshiper wills to worship. Obedience can bring God pleasure only when the obeyer chooses to obey. One's will is his chooser. With it, he makes the choices which determine his eternal destiny. God gave Lucifer, as he gave all the angels, a free will in the day of his creation. He must have used it to worship and please God for some measure of eternity. How long, the Bible does not reveal, but it does reveal that he was the first to turn his will against the Father's, and it caused his fall. How did he fall? How did it happen? The following passage begins with those questions apparently asked by the kings of nations whom Satan deceived, and it supplies the answer. Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Lucifer's five treasonous I wills reveal much. Quote, I will ascend into heaven, unquote. His kingdom was in a place from which he had to go up to carry out his rebellious plan. Quote, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, unquote. Lucifer had a throne and therefore a kingdom. Quote, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, unquote. This describes the place of God's throne. Lucifer was after the throne of God. Quote, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, unquote. The atmosphere of Lucifer's kingdom included clouds. Clouds he would surmount in an attempt to exalt his throne. Many Bible scholars agree that his kingdom was here on earth. It was the world that then was. Quote, I will be like the Most High, unquote. All this entails, we do not know. But his latter temptation of Jesus reveals that he wanted to receive rather than to give worship. There was a real Star Wars. Lucifer deceived even some of the angels and led an organized revolt against the Most High God. What was the outcome? Well, Jesus told us, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Luke 10, verse 18. I believe Lucifer's rebellion so angered God that he removed himself from the environs of earth, sending it into a chaotic wasteland covered with dark waters.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's audiobook, The Blood and the Glory, read by her daughter, Shelley Brim. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our authority conference at our home church in a glorious church fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming authority conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.